Oh, and we're ready to vomit. Okay. My name's Kelly. I'm an alcoholic. lots and lots and lots. I love you guys lots and lots and lots, too. My sobriety date is June 19th of 2007. I just celebrated 12 years, which is pretty wild. Like, I never really thought I'd make it that far. well, here we are. You just don't drink and don't die, and you just keep getting older. It's really weird. So when they talk about sponsoring other people will change your life and that your sponsees will teach you more than you will ever teach them, that has been my truth, because Jerrica was my sponsee and she gave me permission to be an atheist. She was the first person I'd ever really heard say it out loud. Like, really, she should have went last, because she always, like, knocks it out of the park when she talks about this topic. So that was stupid of me. But here we are. So I have been an atheist probably since I was about 11 or 12 years old. It's been a long time, right? I remember my mom had a near-death experience, and she woke up and came to, and she's like, there was the light and God was there, and she did, my mom was there, and she told me to go back. And so she like went and got reconfirmed in the church, and that meant I also had to get confirmed in the church. And I remember going, and I remember not, like, it just didn't make any sense, and I fought with the pastor a lot, and that was pretty much how catechism went for me. And I just stopped going, and that was kind of it for me. And that's where that belief sat, and that's where that belief came from. And fast forward, 15 years, and I'm an alcoholic. I turn into an alcoholic, and the person that 12-stepped me was really patient with me. We would talk, and I would relate, and then they would talk about God, and I was like, and this is not for me. Goodbye. And the conversation was over. And so as a result of that, I refused to come to Alcoholics Anonymous for another 2 years. Like, I stayed out and just did what I did. And I got to a point where I was really desperate, like Jerrica talked about. Like, I just needed some relief, and I was like, whatever you guys tell me to do, I'm gonna do. And I came in. And, my first sponsor talked about like, I would talk to her about, like, weird coincidences that were happening in my life. She's like, don't you see how that's God? And I'm like, yeah, well, maybe, I don't know, I guess. And there was a lot of that, right? And so I did this thing, and I used good orderly direction. That was my version of a higher power. And I used that for a long time, and it worked. Like, the fake it till you make it, I was just riding that train for really, like, I rode that train for a long time, waiting for that magical moment that I was gonna have that burning bush experience come to me. And I, like, the spiritual experience appendix in the big book was something that, like, I really related to, and that really made a lot of sense to me, because it talked about the educational variety, right? And that was, like, the closest thing I could come to in believing in a higher power, like, that version. I rode that train. How many times can I say that in a share? Let's count. Who's counting? Right? So I moved in sobriety. And when I first moved in sobriety, I wasn't going to meetings anymore. And I was just kind of really alone and just not really doing much. And I remember that being really painful, and I remember that being very lonely and stuff. And then, like, I got involved, and my first sponsor was a believer, but, like, most of the people that I had come, like, I hadn't ever heard of somebody saying that they were an atheist in Alcoholics Anonymous. That, like, wasn't a thing. So I did some more of the fake it till you make it stuff, right? And then I moved here, and I found a sponsor who was a big time believer, and it was more of the same. It was more of the same. But I went, like, my belief, like, I still, like, fought and kicked and screamed a lot of the way. And, like, good orderly direction was as close as we would ever come. And it's the educational variety. And, like, that had to be good enough for me, right? And that had to be, like, my sponsors had to realize that that's where I was at. And, as I remember reading Richard Dawkins' The God Delusion, right? And like, I was probably like 5 or 6 years sober and I started reading that book and I was like relating to it really, really hard. And then I got really, really scared that because I related to that, I was gonna drink and die. So I put the book away. And I continued down the path of, you know, this is, you know, I have to believe if I wanna stay sober, if I wanna live a happy life, I have to believe in something. And fast forward to year 9 and a half of my sobriety, and like I'm so disconnected from whatever I thought a higher, like I'm so disconnected from that higher power idea, and like I realized that there was a lot of things about Alcoholics Anonymous that were really hurtful. Like I was using the 12 steps to treat my trauma, and that worked until it didn't, right? Until trauma created some other wreckage in my life, and I was suicidal, and I was ready to die, and I was ready to give it all up, right? And so I'm in IOP, and I go through that process, and I do a lot of the work of the outside issue stuff because, lucky me, I've got some of that going on. And I get to a point where I realize that, like, to my own self be true, right? And Jerrica had talked to me, she had just started to talk about, like, you know what, maybe I think I'm a non-believer. And I was like, you know what, I'm kind of right. I was scared for her, but then I was also like relating to her really hard. And I was like, oh shit, what does that mean for us? What is that gonna mean? Like, how are we going to participate in Alcoholics Anonymous? How am I gonna participate in Alcoholics Anonymous? And I went to my first secular meeting. Thankfully, Phoenix has a secular meeting at least one every day of the week, which is pretty rad. It's the same like 8 people like running that show, right? There's not very many of us that are doing like really like into the service and trying to bring the meetings and stuff like that, but they're there, right? And the first time I went into a secular meeting, I cried because I said, if I have to believe in God, then there's no place in Alcoholics Anonymous for me. And they told me that that's not true, which was a relief. And then like I decided that it was important that I shared that message. And, you know, people started, you know, people ask you to speak at meetings or whatever. And I was sharing that message. And I remember the first time I really talked about that at a speaker meeting, I was asked, it was a Grapevine meeting where you had to pick an article from the Grapevine and talk about, like, kind of not read it, but like summarize it and then talk about your experience with it. And I picked something out of the agnostics and atheists issue. And that went okay. I thought I was gonna throw up, but I shared my truth. And there were a lot of people, and then there was like a tag meeting or a ticket meeting or some kind of sharing format afterwards. And there was a lot of people in there that accepted me for who I was, but then there were a lot of people in there who did not and shared about that. So there's a lot of feeling like I have to defend my place in Alcoholics Anonymous when I share about that. And sometimes I'm just not in the mood to defend my seat. And so I don't always talk about it. I used to, regardless of how I felt or what it was, because I needed that message when I was newly sober and I never got it. So I think it's so important to talk about it because there's a lot of us out there. And, you know, if I hear that same message of like, you have to have a higher power or you're going to drink and die, we are killing people. We are killing people. And it's I don't want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the solution today. So it's so important that I talk about it. And I'm so excited that this panel actually has people that are sitting and listening, because that makes my heart really happy. It just does, because we're not alone, right? That's the biggest thing. Like, I have such a hard time still going to traditional meetings, right? Because I hear, and what's crazy is like, I was that big book thumper that said shit like, you have to work the steps as they're outlined in the big book. Like, at the podium, I've said that. I've been recorded saying stuff like that, okay? So shame on me, because that was the truth. That was what I was told when I got here, that if I didn't do it just that way, I was gonna drink and die. I am so glad that that's not true today. My next service commitment that I think I'd like to have is starting another atheist agnostic meeting with people, because what I found in the secular meetings is that a lot of them haven't ever worked steps. And they still talk about other relevant things, and they talk a lot about, you know, going to see therapists for outside issues, and a lot of people do that, and like there's more than one way to get sober, right? But I feel that if we're gonna have a representation in Alcoholics Anonymous, we need to be a group that participates in Alcoholics Anonymous, right? That we need to abide by the traditions, and we need to share our message about how we work this program as atheists, right? Like, I've worked the steps multiple times. I think of the steps completely differently today. You know, I don't believe that a higher power keeps me sober, but I do believe that the work, and I do believe that the program of Alcoholics Anonymous is pretty darn helpful in helping me stay sober. So I think I'd like to do that, and maybe that's me waging a war in Alcoholics Anonymous. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But it's super important to me. And it's really nice to be able to be honest about where I'm at and where and what my truth is today. And that's the kind of vulnerability that I don't think I've ever, like, that's me at my most raw when I share that. That is me at my most raw, because I know that there's so much judgment, and I know that there is so much, it's like the big secret, right? And I'm getting really comfortable, getting more comfortable, not really comfortable, but more comfortable. Let's be serious, it's probably gonna take me a little while to really be like fully wear that skin and say this is who I am, but I'm super grateful that this panel is here today. I'm super grateful to be sober, and I'm super grateful that you guys are here. And with that, I pass.